With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The remains of a woman from the Flathead Reservation who's been missing since last October have been identified by a North Dakota sheriff's office. Nikki Willette reports.
The Dunn County Sheriff's Office announced via Facebook Tuesday they'd identified the remains of Darlene Billy of St. Ignatius, who was reported missing last December. Billy, a Choctaw Native American, was last seen near the North Dakota-Montana border. People who knew Billy describe her as thoughtful, kind, joking, and laughing. Dunn County Sheriff's Deputy Timothy Sull says Billy's remains were found on September 3rd on private property in the northwest region of the county.
The area that she was found in is called the Badlands area. It's pretty extreme terrain.
Sull says the Federal Bureau of Investigations is involved with the case and that foul play has not been confirmed at this time.
We're waiting for this medical examiner's report to determine the cause of death. That'll be a pretty big indication on what direction we go with the case.
Dunn County is a 2,000-square-mile area in the Bakken region in western North Dakota. Deputy Sull says while he's unaware of similar missing persons cases in the past 5 years, a Native American woman was recently found in Lake Sakakawea on the Fort Berthold Reservation to the northwest of Dunn County. As of this week, 12.5% of the people listed on the Montana Missing Persons Clearinghouse are Native American women. American Indian men and women make up less than 7% of Montana's population, according to the latest census.
I can't think of a single person who hasn't experienced this crisis.
Ivan MacDonald is a Blackfeet clinician at the Missoula Urban Indian Health Center. He's also produced documentaries about missing and murdered Indigenous women. He says the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women is exacerbated by a lack of law enforcement resources on Native American reservations and a complicated web of tribal, county, and federal jurisdiction that allows these cases to slip through the cracks.
Tribes are disproportionately affected by what's called major crime, so kidnapping, murder, sexual violence, sort of what the Department of Justice defines as major crime, but they have no ability to prosecute or investigate said crime.
Dunn County Sheriff's Office is coordinating an investigation into Darlene Billy's case with nearby McKenzie County Sheriff's Office and the FBI. They're also in touch with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Police. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
Today, the U.S. Justice Department said it will sharply increase the amount of money it gives to tribes in a push to combat the high rates of violence against Native American women. A top agency official says more than $113 million in public safety funding will be doled out to 133 tribes in Alaska Native villages. The announcement comes after the Associated Press reported on the deaths and disappearances of Native American women and girls. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.